With some fairly sad news coming out of New Zealand. Normally at this stage we'd be doing the Across the Ditch segment that we do with Kent Johns, but obviously the breaking news out of New Zealand at the moment is that the sad passing of Jonah Lomu at the age of just 40 years of age. Nigel Yeldon's joined us, the rugby editor for Radio Sports New Zealand. G'day, Nigel.
Hey, mate, how you doing?
Yeah, good. This has obviously shocked New Zealand, I would say, from go to woe.
Oh yeah, look, when it started coming out, you know, the news broke. I think we're talking maybe an hour ago, maybe slightly earlier, and it was just standard reaction. It was like, oh, okay, you know, is it reports? Has it been confirmed? And then it was confirmed by Dr. John Mayhew. Now, Dr. John Mayhew was formerly the All Blacks team doctor. Done a bit of work with the Warriors as well. He's also a spokesman as well for the Lomu family. He confirmed that Jonah had passed earlier this morning. And then as soon as it's the reality of, yeah, it's actually happened. He's passed, as you say, aged 40, which yeah. is young for anybody, not just for rugby greats. It's very young for anyone from any walk of life. But, you know, he was one of those, you know, larger-than-life figures, to use the cliche. I mean, he was a guy who broke the mould for rugby wingers. And, yeah, I think, it's fair to say, I got to be honest with you. I'm struggling to get my head around this at the moment, an hour on, and it's very hard because obviously, you know, we've got work to do. We need to try and, you know, give some tributes that reflect the man and his standings. But when you're still struggling to get your own head around it, it's a hell of a challenge. I can't deny.
Yeah, it was a game changer, wasn't he?
Absolutely. He changed the way rugby wingers were. I think most of the time you would think that, you know, for the most part they were athletic. They were the athletes. They were the sprinters of the team. They were long. They were lithe. They were elusive.
Yep.
And then here came this kid. You know, debuted at the age of 19 years, 45 days, youngest ever All Black when he debuted back in 94. But he was a guy who ran the 110.4 when he was at Wesley College, which is moving, okay, for a guy that stands 1.95 m and weighed 118-odd kegs. Okay, so he was a big young man, but he had the added element now. He had the pace, he had the elusiveness, but now you throw in the power of a kid that played number 8 at Wesley College. And that 95, the 95 Rugby World Cup, where he really introduced himself to the world, that there is when he changed the way wing play was. After that tournament, you had a lot of countries going, can we find, do we have one of these?
Yep.
Where do we find our version of Jonah Lomu? He changed the way the position was played, and for me, that's one of the definitions of greatness as it comes to a sport.
Yeah, when we think of, say, a famous rugby winger here in Australia, someone like David Campisi's name comes up. Now, David Campisi I've never seen the man in the flesh, but he would be, what, 6'1", maybe, and probably, oh, maybe 100 kilos tops, but 6'5" and 119 kilos. this man was a mountain running at you.
Yeah, precisely. It was like trying to stop your local supermarket at full speed.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. But what he did, you go back to 95, and obviously he had that great semi-final against England where he speed bumped Mike Catt, scored 4 tries. One of our great commentators over here on radio, Graham Moody. It was a man playing amongst boys on that day, and I thought it summed it up really nicely. But he was, you know, it's what he did. He was the first real guy. He started getting, you know, noticed in America. He started taking rugby to places where rugby wasn't the main sport. You know, rugby mad nations knew who Jonah Lomu were.
Yep.
But, you know, there was interest in him in the States. There was talk of him maybe going and playing, you know, some NFL as a running back, that sort of a thing. So, you know, he created interest in other markets that weren't rugby strongholds. And he, I guess you could say, was a guy who really helped arguably one of the real first global superstars of rugby, if not the first one that really got people, you know, talking. And what he did as well is he was then became a great ambassador for it because he was a very shy man when he started.
I was about to ask you what sort of a person was he?
He started out very shy. I remember, you know, thrust into the All Blacks at the age of 19. You know, that's very young. And so, you know, he was a shy man. The Pacific Island heritage from Tonga as well. And, you know, so what he did was his manager at the time, a guy called Phil Kingsley Jones, he took sending them away to Toastmasters. Trying to get them comfortable with public speaking. And now, you look back to some of the old footage of Jonah when he first came out to what he is. He speaks so well. He speaks eloquently. He's always been super friendly. Always been just hellishly nice. The cliche gentle giant, that is Jonah Lomu. Would run over you, then pick you up. that kind of a guy. Just a genuinely nice guy. And, that's the sort of bloke you want. And this is the other reason why I think we're probably a little bit in shock. It's because he'd been over in Britain recently, and he'd been doing his dialysis while he'd been over in Britain. He did a lot of promotional work at that Rugby World Cup, and he looked in phenomenal nick.
Yeah.
And now we're talking, 2.5-3 weeks removed, and now we're talking about him in the past tense.
I guess one of the things that you have to do, Nigel, as the rugby editor of Radio Sport New Zealand, is talk about his legacy.
Yeah, and I think his legacy is the fact that he changed the game. He changed the way wingers were. He made the game more global with his presence and with his play. And I think that will be his legacy on the field and off the field, the fact that he was able to reach out and touch so many people in so many parts of the world. He was so recognisable, and he was a really good ambassador for the sport. And I know people will sort of roll their eyes a little bit, but this was a guy who really loved the game of rugby. Rugby gave Jonah Lomu a lot, and Jonah gave a lot back to rugby as well. And I think those will be the things that you'll remember him on the field, changing the dynamic and the way we look at rugby wingers and changing the way other people looked at that position and off the field just being what he was, which was an incredibly nice man who just loved his rugby, happy to talk, just so giving, so open, so accepted, and he just did so much for the sport when he was playing it and when he wasn't.
And obviously his health problems, well documented, was the reason I think that he retired originally, wasn't it, because of the problems that he was having with his kidneys?
Yeah, it's a syndrome called nephrotic syndrome, and he actually got diagnosed with it, which is a kidney disorder. He actually got diagnosed at the end of 95. So when you think about his career, he was actually dealing with this particular issue for the vast majority of it. He had a transplant back in 2004. Actually came back, played a bit of rugby in Cardiff. Marseille, was going to play a bit for North Harbour, but got a shoulder injury in an invitational game, which meant that he couldn't fulfil that contract. So, he did a lot of things. Yeah, did bodybuilding for a while.
All right.
Got him down. Was doing some amateur bodybuilding and looked in even better nick than what he was when he was playing,
which would have been hard to do.
He looked really good. I've seen the photos. Bodybuilders, it's not my thing, but I can appreciate the effort that goes into it. He did a little bit of that. Was going to do a charity boxing, but had to withdraw from that with some issues as well. But, just tried to live. Just tried to live his life. And I think he's done it exceedingly well. But, it's just so tough to comprehend. Leaves behind his lovely wife Nadine, their two young sons as well, and he'd said his stated goal was to hopefully see his children turn 21. Sadly, he will not achieve that.
Yeah, that's a very very sad, very very sad bit of news to come out of New Zealand today.
Yeah.
I'm sure the politicians will come out and have their bit to say, and obviously the blokes who played with him as well.
Mate, what about you? Do you have any memories from an Australian point of view about Jonah?
I'm not a huge rugby union fan as such, but he's someone who did capture my imagination, and why wouldn't he? If you watch any sport and you see a bloke of his stature, and I was always absolutely astonished with his pace. The size I got, because we had the Mel Meningas of the world and that playing rugby league, and some big boys who had speed and played out in the back line. Traditionally, the back line was always little blokes, slippery little blokes. But when he came on the scene, it was like, wow, how can he possibly be that quick?
Mm. Yeah, and you've actually summed it up, the fact that you openly admit you weren't the biggest rugby man, but you knew who he was.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You are not alone. There are a lot of people around the world who may not have known much about rugby, but they knew who Jonah Lomu was.
And I think he paved the way for the Sonny Bill Williams and for the Izzy Folau's that now have become so expected in the game now.
Yeah, precisely. Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, no, it's very sad. Very sad day.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time, Nigel. Appreciate it.
No worries, mate. Anytime.